mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And I want to thank you for tuning in to another episode of Naughty Tales. Yes, thank you for the opportunity to tuck you in with a sweet, sexy story tonight. The first sexy story of the new year. So how about that? And guess what? This story is really, really steamy. Oh my. So the name of this story is called The Men in 2G. The men means plural, so you know what that means. So there's a chance that this story can get really, really hot and steamy. But anywho, let's get the pleasantries out of the way. You can follow me on social media. You can follow me on Facebook at Jaylana Stevette, the author, and Jaylana Stevette. You can follow me on TikTok at Jaylana Stevette, at J Stevette. And then on Instagram at Jaylana _ Stevette. Those are all of my social media handles. All right. So my second book, Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Like I said before, the first round of editing is complete. It is in the hand of my publishers, and I will have a release date early this month. So stay tuned. And then again, for my second book, that's in the first round of editing right now. So stay tuned for that. And then all of the rest of the upcoming announcements, I'm going to give those to you as they come. Also, for the show this month, I am implementing some sweet, sexy poetry from two of my girlfriends. The first up on the list is Indigo Dawn. So you are going to love her sweet, sweet flowetry. And then you are in for a very special treat later on in the month from Summer Rain. Oh my, you're not ready. If you've never heard erotic poetry, oh my goodness, you are in for a treat. And if you already know about the flowetry of erotica, you are ready. And just brace yourself. So now that I got all of the pleasantries out of the way, it's time for the men in 2G and a sweet, sexy threesome. Yeah, I gave you a hint, a threesome. So without further ado, and after an announcement from our sponsors, the men in 2G. Who would have thought that a walk with my dog would lead to such a night of passion with not one man, but two? Now, don't get me wrong. I'm usually not that freaky of a girl, but both were so yummy that I just couldn't help myself. A lot of men love threesomes as long as they involve other women, and most men are not confident enough for an extra dick in the bedroom. But every now and then, a quiet storm happens that creates a delicious, passionate recipe of desire. The men in 2G were my quiet storm. When you think about sex with two men and one woman, most would call it a train. Some call it a threesome. But I called what happened a night of extreme ecstasy for me. I guess I need to back up and tell you what happened. My name is Stacy, and I have the cutest doggy. He's a chocolate standard poodle, and although he comes to my knees, he's still a little pup. Stanley, my poodle, and I make it a habit every morning to take our daily walk. Stanley and I love to take in the sights. Every day, we watch the hustle and bustle of parents getting their kids off to school and adults adulting as they get ready for their workday. Well, this day was no different as Stanley and I were walking. We noticed a big dog and their owner overhead, so I nodded my agreement to cross the street so our dogs would not come in contact. Stanley and I continued to walk, and I noticed a handsome man walking towards me. He was about 6'2", brown skin, solid muscle frame, and locks that hung to his shoulders. My insides got a little excited, but I had a cardinal rule in my neighborhood. Don't fuck where you sleep. As cute as this stranger was, I knew he would just be eye candy for me. Well, out of nowhere, a huge cane corso came charging from behind one of the houses at full speed, or whether condos, I should say. I froze up and looked at my pup. Another man came from behind the house and in a commanding voice yelled at the dog. The dog stops abruptly and turns around and moves in the direction of his apparent master. The man with the dreads approaches me and says, "I'm sorry. I hope he didn't scare you. We saw you coming, and I knew my dog was doing his business, and I wanted to make sure you were not caught off guard." "Well, thank you. I was a little scared for my doggy. He's just a pup."
"What's his name?"
"He's cute."
"Stanley."
"Hi, Stanley."
The stranger reaches down to pet Stanley, who jumps up and down and runs in the opposite direction. I lose hold of the leash and Stanley runs a bit. The other stranger calls to Stanley, who slowly walks back in my direction. I grab a hold of my doggy, relieved, and the man with the dread says,
"I'm sorry. I didn't mean to scare him."
"It's okay. No worries.
My name is Rashad, and this is my boy, Derek. We just moved into the neighborhood about 6 months ago. And that's our dog, Kane."
"I'm Stacy. He's actually a beautiful dog. I would suggest a play date, but I'm sure I don't want your dog to eat my dog." We both laughed and had a little conversation. Derek joins in the conversation and the two men begin to flirt a little. For some reason, my little "don't fuck where you sleep" rule was slowly going out the window. They were both hot. I decided that I couldn't decide which one of them I wanted more. I imagined myself having sex with both of them individually, wondering who would be better. Was I picturing all kinds of positions with Derek? Yes, I was. And when I was picturing all those kinds of pictures with Derek, my thoughts were interrupted by Rashad.
"So, Stacy, what's your schedule like?"
"Me and Derek run a security business, so we're gone most of the day."
"My days are pretty free. I work for myself."
"Is that so? We love to hear more about that. What do you like to do for fun? Do you drink, smoke, shoot pool?"
Yes. And I love watching pool."
"Well, we're going to have to get you over there on the table and show you a few things." I looked at those men and smiled wickedly. I said, "I'm sure you guys could show me a whole lot on that table."
"Say less," Derek said. "Let me get your number."
I looked at both of the men and chuckled. It was like a mini competition between the two of them as to who would get my attention. Well, I surprised myself and gave both of them my number. I also agreed to meet up for pool at their house on Friday. Since Friday was a few days away, I decided to keep walking my doggy and text both of them to see which one grabbed my attention the most. Over the next few days, I text both men frequently, and I still thought they were both equally as charming. Derek was about 5'11", stocky and brown skin with dimples. He had a fade, and his facial hair made him incredibly sexy. And then there were the tattoos on his chest and arms. Such a turn on.
I found out that Derek and Rashad grew up together and had been friends since grade school. They went to the same college and were roommates there too. So, starting a business together and being roommates seemed to be easy for them. And then there was Rashad, that handsome, sexy chocolate man with the dreads and the muscles. His facial hair was short in a goatee that surrounded those succulent lips of his. Whenever we FaceTimed, it was hard for me to concentrate. I kept picturing his lips on my lower ones. So, audience, do you see the dilemma that I was in? How could a girl decide? So I decided to let fate decide who would turn me on the most, and let the chips fall where they may. My books, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Almost Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby. Naughty Tales. My podcast, Naughty Tales. And Sex and the Single Girl. My erotic events. Night of the Exotic. And my lingerie line, The Goddess Collection. Some of those things, but not all of those things, make me, Jelana Stevette, a whole motherfucking vibe. It was Friday night, and it was time for me to have my evening with the men in 2G. I got myself ready. I slipped into my pink baby doll dress that stopped mid-thigh. I had my matching pink invisible thong and bra set that accentuated my breasts. I put on a pair of comfortable sandals because I knew that we would be shooting pool. I needed to be able to move around freely. I received a text from Rashad. He was at the door to walk me down to their place. This man was such a gentleman, a protector. I went down to greet him, and we both headed to Townhouse 2G. Rashad said, "Damn, you look good, lady. I can't take my eyes off you. But I do have a question for you. How you gonna shoot poo in that?" "I'm sure I can make it work on that table." Now, I have to admit, I wasn't telling the full truth. I'm actually pretty good at pool. "Oh, so you withholding? Shame on you. I can't wait to get you on that table then to see what you working with." We looked at each other and smiled. My body heated up just a little bit. We got to 2G, and Rashad escorted me into their townhouse. The entrance was a bit narrow, but led into a foyer with 15-foot ceilings. The kitchen area had a huge island that extended about 6 feet with multiple chandeliers that dangled above it. I smiled at the thought of some things I could do on that island. But with which man? I still couldn't decide. Rashad yelled down from the basement for us to join him downstairs. Their dog had been put away, and the pool table was in the basement. Derek yelled down, "Come on, come on!" I stepped into the basement of their luxury townhouse. It was big and spacious, a huge man cave. The two boys had two huge recliners with an 80-inch flat screen mounted on the wall and a couch in center. There was also a bar and a mini kitchen. And in the center of the room was a pool table. I was impressed with these two young hot men. Rashad said, "Yo, man, Stacy been holding out on us."
"Word?
Stacy, what you been holding out on?" I giggle. Rashad tells him how I'm a master pool player. I wouldn't say all that, but I am good on the table.
"Well, you sure look good, girl. I ain't gonna lie. When you bend over to shoot, I'll be checking out the view. You got panties on, girl?"
"Of course I do." I looked at both of the men and said, "I've been checking out the view since I got here." The both of them looked at each other and laughed. Derek offered me a drink, and Rashad rolled a fat blunt. We all sat on the couch and smoked and drank. I sat between them and got to know both of them as we socialized. Derek massaged my neck, and Rashad would stroke my inner thigh. I felt those sensations in my body as we talked, drank, laughed, and smoked. Rashad's hand would edge up closer to my love space as we had conversation. I moved my leg a little bit for a little bit more access. The heat from my love cave was sending signals that he could be the one. Then, in an instance, Derek would whisper something flirtatious in my ears and nibble on him while I felt the heat from his breath. My juices began to build up from just the intensity of it all. Not to mention the bomb-ass weed and the 3 shots of tequila I had just consumed. I wanted both these men equally, but damn, I couldn't let it go down like this. I took another shot and announced that it was time to do what I came to do. Shoot pool. I would show these men my skills on the table and see what they were working with. We all approached the table with our sticks. I told Derek to rack up the balls.
"Ladies first,"
he said. They both laughed as I watched as I busted open the balls and 3 went into 3 different holes. I smiled and strutted across the table and they both watched. I took another shot. Another ball went in the pocket. I called the next one and I missed. It was Derek's turn. He shot his shot and he missed. I took notes and defeated him pretty quickly. Rashad was up next. He let me bust the triangle open again, and it was more of the same. I took several shots, and it was his turn. Rashad shot his shot, and the ball went in the hole. He called the next one. It did the same. I was a little impressed, and I took notes again. Perhaps Rashad would win the sexual dance. My game with Rashad was very challenging to the very end. Our pool sticks did their banter back and forth, and I imagined him and I doing unmentionable things on this pool table. I was naughty in my thoughts. My wetness was beginning to seep through my hot pink invisible thong. I tried to concentrate as we went back and forth. We flirted and touched each other, and Derek poured another drink for me. When it was all said and done, I ended up beating Rashad as well, but barely. It came down to one ball. When the game ended, the boys invited me back on the sofa to sit in between them. I agreed and watched Rashad roll another blunt while I sipped on my drink. Derek said, "So Stacy, we have a question for you. The two of us been dying to ask you. Which one of us are you really into, woman?" "So Stacy, we have a question for you. The two of us has been dying to ask you. Which one of us are you really into, woman?"
"Well, just be blunt, why don't you?
You know me, I'm Derek, I'm straight to the point."
"I see," Rashad says. "I mean, that is the burning question between us. Since we're mellow, we might as well address the elephant in the room. Here, hit this."
Rashad passes me the blunt and I take a hit.
This was some good shit. Derek says, don't be stalling now. So you gonna let us know or not? I mean, we live together, so, and we work together, so you know we've been talking about this, right? And did you come to any conclusions? Nah, not really. Except for the fact that we both think you sexy as fuck. I giggled. The alcohol had definitely kicked in, and my inhibitions were weak. I said, okay, I'm going to be honest. I thought about both of you equally. I find both of you attractive, and I couldn't possibly choose between either of you. Are y'all really going to make me decide? Derek says, nah, no pressure. Take all the time you want to. Rashad grins wickedly and chimes in and says, well, I know a way you can decide, Stacy. No pressure. Okay. Well, you could see which one of us is the better kisser. So, you want me to kiss both of you and decide, huh? Yeah, I kind of like that idea, Rashad. So you're down with that too? Okay, but here's something neither of you probably considered. What if both of you are good kissers? What if I like kissing both of you equally? Well, kissing is about chemistry. Everybody can't be a good kisser, and everybody don't have chemistry. Hell, how you know we even will joy have or have chemistry with you? Are you even a good kisser? Oh, I'm a great kisser. Well, let us see. And if you like kissing us both, it's whatever, right? I mean, we grown and we definitely ain't gonna tell nobody if you kiss both of us. I looked at Rashad. He said, I dare you to kiss both of us. I looked at him like what he said was a challenge. I looked at Derek, grabbed his face, and our tongues began to do a dance. Derek's tongue tasted sweet, and he was an excellent kisser. I was surprised. We kissed and I allowed his hands to explore. His hands lightly brushed against my dress. He stroked my nipples softly as our tongues did the dance. I felt Rashad stroking my thighs. His touch was amazing, and my senses were heightened from his touch and Derek's tongue. I adjusted my leg a little to allow more access again to me. He teased me as he edged slowly to my love cave without touching her. My juices were secretly dripping and begging for his touch. Rashad said, ah, my turn. Derek and I came up for air and I turned my attention to Rashad. Our lips locked and the feeling was immediately intense. His kiss was commanding and erotic. I kissed him and his hands edged closer to my wetness. Derek watched us and smiled. Rashad's tongue danced in and out of my mouth as his hands finally stroked my wetness. My secret was revealed. My kitty was ready to be received. Rashad kissed my mouth and stroked my kitty. We played for like this for what seemed like minutes. We came up for air and he said, are you sure you got on panties, girl? Your pussy feels good, by the way. I can imagine. Damn, I can only imagine what she tastes like.
Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stevette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling. It'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stevette. She's sexy
She's sassy. And she's a whole motherfucking vibe.
Rashad said, "Are you sure you got on panties, girl? Your pussy feels good, by the way. I could imagine how she tastes." I looked deep in Rashad's eyes. I teased him by turning my attention to Derek. I leaned in and stroked his manhood underneath his sweatpants. He moaned. I looked at Rashad and I stroked Derek. He imagined that I was stroking him and gave my kitty more attention. Derek's manhood jumped in his sweatpants, and I encouraged him to take them off. He obliged, and I found myself on all fours between his legs. Rashad positioned himself on the floor underneath me. Derek removed his boxers. His golden brown shaft was thick and long, and my mouth began to water. We were really doing this. Sex with three. Me and the two men, and so far, this shit was feeling fucking incredible. I stroked Derek's shaft as Rashad rubbed my ass. He lifted my ass in the air to position it beneath him. Rashad took slow licks and applied them to my love box. I moaned instantly as he licked and sucked. I stroked Derek's shaft and placed it in my mouth. I placed licks on his tip as Rashad stroked my kitty with his tongue. Both Derek and I moaned in tandem at the intensity, the pleasure I was giving him, and the delight that Rashad was giving my love box. My wetness seeped into his mouth as I rocked back and forth in assistance. I licked Derek's shaft ferociously and massaged his balls. The passion between the three of us was all too intense. Rashad told me how good my pussy tasted between licks. Derek told me how good my mouth felt on his Johnson as I licked and sucked and stroked. I moaned in ecstasy as Rashad licked my center. My wetness gave her release, and Rashad took in all my juices. We switched positions, and I found myself on the floor, on all fours, positioned between Rashad's legs. His dark chocolate manhood was long and thick, and I was eager to take him in. I looked at Rashad and giggled, grabbed his shaft and stroked, looked at him as I stroked, as his eyes begged me to take him in. I obliged and licked the tip of his shaft. Rashad moaned his pleasure. I took my mouth and took more of him in. I got my mouth real wet. I stroked and sucked his cock as he moaned. Derek got on all fours behind me. He played with my ass. Stroked my ass from behind. Stroked my pussy from behind. And as my mouth continued to give Rashad pleasure, I moved my hips as he massaged my kitty. Derek positioned himself behind me and prepared for entry. Derek moved slow and methodical. His dick felt so good. I stroked and licked Rashad and he moaned. Derek stroked me from behind. I backed my ass up to feel all his intensity. Derek picked up the pace and I matched his intensity on Rashad's staff. I stroked and licked. Derek pounded from behind. I moaned. He spread my cheeks apart and went deeper. I moaned again and said, "Damn, baby, fuck me, shit. You like this dick? Oh, yes, baby. Damn, it feels so good." I placed my mouth back on Rashad's dick, gave it my attention again. I stroked some more as Derek smacked my ass from behind and he stroked. Derek stroked and stroked until it was for time for his release. Derek released himself from me and stroked until his manhood erupted like a volcano. Derek smacked my ass, said goodnight, and retired out of the man cave. I looked up at Rashad, who said, "I hope you had your little fun. Now it's just me and you." I smiled. Rashad got up off the floor, picked me up, and wrapped my legs around his waist. We kissed in that position for what seemed like minutes. My body got hot. Rashad sat down on the sofa and whispered in my ear,
I've been waiting to get you all to myself. Ride this dick for me and spend the night in my bed. I know you like me better anyway. I laughed and slowly edged down on Rashad's shaft. Rashad grabbed me by the waist and moved my hips to match his. His dick felt absolutely amazing. Rashad lifted my dress, pulled it off, and removed it. He pulled my bra down and gave my twin some attention. I gasped as he licked my nipples. I rocked back and forth on his goodness as a sensation from his sucks caused my clit to flicker. As he licked and sucked, Rashad dug deeper in my walls. I moaned. I bounced up and down as he dug deeper and deeper. I moaned loudly. He said, "Don't be afraid, girl. Give me that nut." Rashad sucked and licked. My kitty flickered as his dick pulsated inside me. I came and he said, "Yeah, baby. Give me this good pussy." "Oh, yes, daddy. I like it when you call me daddy. This is some good pussy right here. Oh, fuck me, daddy. This feels so good. Take daddy's dick. Give me that pussy." Rashad grabbed he grabbed my hips again. As he stroked my insides, he dug deeper. I moaned in pleasure. I moved my hips to match his intensity, and he dug deeper and deeper. And I moaned and I talked shit, and we went back and forth and talked shit to each other. "This pussy's so good, I'm about to lock this shit down. Damn, girl. Oh, your dick is amazing, baby. Don't stop." "Oh, I ain't gonna stop. Only if you want me to, though." "Oh, don't stop, daddy." I rocked back and forth on the shaft. Rashad spread my cheeks for deeper access. He moved his hips as he slammed my ass on top of his shaft. My kitty throbbed as he moved in and out, deeper and deeper, harder and faster. I creamed all over his dick. Rashad increased the cadence, and I moaned again. He said, "Damn, baby, I'm about to come. This shit feels so good." "Oh, yes, daddy, come inside me." "Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, shit." Rashad gave his release deep inside me. I kissed Rashad passionately, and our tongues played in a sweet melody. Rashad led me to his bedroom, and I had a peaceful sleep nestled in his arms. The following morning, I was awakened to some early morning wood. Rashad satisfied me once again, and I got in the shower to prepare him to walk me home. On my way out the door, I thanked Derek for an amazing night, and we shared a passionate kiss. Rashad walked me home, and I kissed him at the door. I walked into my apartment and smiled. The men in 2G were amazing, even more so than I could imagine. Both men were amazing lovers, from the kiss to the touch to the pool to the foreplay, to the action. I smiled again and thought about the fact that I still couldn't decide between the two men, although Rashad wanted me to be his. Each was equally passionate. Then it hit me. Perhaps I could have them both. Hola, mommies and poppies. It's your girl, Jaylana Stevette. And once again, I'm sending out a huge thank you to all of my listeners that are tuning in. Baby, when I left us last, I believe we were up to like 25 countries. Well, listen, we are up to 29 now. Can you believe it? The listenership is growing, and I want y'all to know that I appreciate your love and support, mommies and poppies. Naughty Tales and Sex and the Single Girl Chronicles, baby, is taking traction. So do me a favor. Tell your friends. Tell your girlfriends, ladies. Men, tell your homies. If they want something hot
and steamy to listen to, have them tune in on all of your favorite devices on Apple, Google, Spotify, Anchor, all of them. Have them tune in. I am appreciating the support. So again, I wouldn't be doing my thing if I didn't give every country a personal shout out. So baby, listen, I want to give a special shout out to all of my countries tuning in. In the United States, in India, Australia, the United Kingdom, Indonesia, Canada, New Zealand, China, Germany, Nigeria, Kuwait, the Sudan, South Africa, South Korea, Portugal, Taiwan, Philippines, Israel, the Hashemite Kingdom of Jordan, Norway, Ireland, Netherlands, Pakistan, to Russia with love, baby, Belgium, Afghanistan, Sri Lanka, and thank you for joining Malaysia and Turkey. Once again, all my listeners across the globe, I want to thank you. Your listenership means everything to me. I appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. I am appreciated with so much gratitude. I love bringing you these sweet, sexy stories, and continue to tune in, because your listenership means everything to me. And Boo Boo Kitty, meow, meow, meow. Ooh.